afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you have arrived at the one place on your internet dial where you learn from me and lots of other great guests how to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Today is Monday, September the 11th, and as I was planning this show beginning a couple of months ago, I planned them a couple of months out, I'm writing my dates down on my calendar, and I'm thinking, you know, every time I think of that date, my mind just kind of wanders off to, into a different place. So I just wanted to acknowledge that today is that special day, 5 years from one of the days that I certainly will never forget. I'm sure everyone listening to the show today will not either. And so we pause just for a moment to remember the people who lost their lives as well as the people who survived, and the people who have inspired and encouraged us to keep continuing to build our businesses and create the lives that we love, despite the fact that there are forces out there that would oppose us and try and keep us down. So without further ado, we're going to get started on today's show with a lot of motivation and excitement about the future. And, you know, a couple years ago, it would have been almost impossible to really have this show because that long ago, there really weren't a whole lot of people out there that thought much about self-publishing. We're going to talk about that today. There was a time when it was sort of a stepchild of the publishing industry. It was almost like the self-published book was not credible simply because a big publishing company didn't back it. But with the advent of the internet and so many people finding their voices and unique ways to communicate their ideas, those days are certainly gone, and perhaps no one knows that more than today's guest, John Creamer. John Creamer is the author of 1001 Ways to Market Your Book and Other Books. He's also the editor of the popular email newsletter called Marketing Tip of the Week at his website, bookmarket.com, and he joins me today to talk about why and how you can and should become a published author, how to do it and what it can do for you. Welcome to the show today, John.
Good morning, Donna.
Well, I guess it's good afternoon where you are. Say again?
I guess it's good afternoon where you are.
It is afternoon, and you're in the west, right? So it's a couple hours behind.
Right.
I'm so excited to have you today. One of the questions I get most often, and I guess emails from people that are kind of intrigued by some of the things that I've done and other guests on the show have done, is about how to get a book published. How do I get my message out there, and how do I package it in a way that actually encourages people to buy it. So we're going to talk with you about that today. But first, John, if you wouldn't mind, can you give us a little bit of background about how you got involved in this industry? Did you start out in publishing, or is this something that sort of evolved over the years from another career?
It came out of another career. Actually, it came out of me being a frustrated author and not getting publishers to notice me. Back about 30 years ago. So I decided, well, I'll publish my books myself. And once I started to do that, I realized there was a really lack of information available in terms of how to print your book, how to market your book, things like that. There was a great book by Dan Pointer, the self-publishing manual, that was out then, but there was no other information available. And so I started to create the information because I needed it.
That's a great story. Now, did you have a different kind of career before you started to write your own books?
Yes, I was involved with helping a friend out in marketing his products in the gift and toy industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I was aware of all the different kinds of ways of marketing, from premium sales to, you know, selling to the gift stores and using gift wraps, selling the catalogs, developing a catalog of your own. All those things that at that time were necessary to market something, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, of course, with the internet, all of that has changed.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, aren't there quite a few well-known authors or authors that are well-known today, or even just authors who have had one book that has received a lot of attention, even if they've never written again or haven't written much, that started out with a self-published book? Can you give us some examples of them?
Oh, I can give you several hundred. I have them on my website, the Self-Publishing Hall of Fame.
And, okay, great.
that, you know, you can start with some, you know, I'm going blank. The One Minute Manager was originally self-published. And that was originally self-published because they wanted to show the publishers before they sold them the rights that their idea of the market and the design of the book was reliable, that it was a useful idea. And so they went ahead and sold something like 30,000 copies in the San Diego area alone. And, of course,
on their
own. And then the publishers just sat up and paid attention.
Yeah, funny how money will make people do that. Well, that's so great that people can sort of use that as an example. And another book comes to mind. Was not the Celestine Prophecy also self-published?
Yes, it was. It was originally self-published. He sold about 80,000 copies on his own and then sold the rights to a New York publisher, I forget which one, and made it into a bestseller, a national bestseller. But he did his sales primarily by driving from town to town in a Volkswagen bus and selling you know, books out of the back of his car.
So there's no one-size-fits-all with this. It sounds like there's a variety of different ways to do it. Can you give us a little bit, just like we're going to try and start really broadly here, and we really kind of have to stay that way almost because this is such a huge topic. And if you have any doubt about that, listeners, go to bookmarket.com, and if you're interested at all in information on publishing your own book or how the publishing industry works, you'll be there for quite some time clicking around on all the useful information. But generally speaking, John, I mean, are you, as I am, meeting a lot of people who are, no matter what kind of business they have, no matter what kind of career they have, if they don't have their own business, that are interested in seeing if they can actually publish their own book?
Oh, I think it's essential. I think anybody that's thinking about promoting their career, promoting their business, has to at some time write a book and get it published, whether they self-published or publish it with a larger publisher. So a book establishes your legitimacy. It says, hey, you are an expert. You know what you're talking about. And that's just something that you can't get almost any other way.
Yeah, it's funny. I got an email just literally a couple of weeks ago from someone who emailed me, and she was very excited that she had been extended an offer to write a book by a publisher. And part of her email said, I'm so excited that I'm going to get my book published by a real publishing house and not that self-publishing thing. And I was thinking, of course, you're always excited when you can get a publisher to actually offer you an advance and publish and promote and print and bind your book for you, but is that kind of thought process something that is really just can be self-defeating?
It can be. It totally depends on what the publisher is thinking about in terms of your book. If you're not getting a big advance from a large publisher, I wouldn't sell the rights to a large publisher because they have no commitment then, and your book is just going to be one that they throw out there and see what happens. And so many authors complain about, you know, the author never supported my book. I never got it, you know. They printed it, and that's the last I ever heard of it.
You know, it's funny. I hear that from people all the time. And I self-published my first book, and then a publisher came along and was interested in it, and they ultimately published it. And one of the things that they did, they're a small publisher, not a very big advance, but one of the, and this was, maybe 6 years ago, one of the things that they have always done is continue to promote the book. They promote it at their website, and it's still in their catalog. And so one of the things that even though they're quite small and, you know, you don't read about them, you know, a whole lot in mainstream press, they really do sort of stand by their authors and continue to kind of plug away at the promotion kind of opportunities.
Yeah, in fact, one of the best options that many authors have is going with a small publisher who has good distribution and has a passion for your subject. You know, if you have a new age book, you know, going to somebody like New World Library is a good idea because they've had a good number of bestsellers under their, you know, their belt. They've really done a good job.
Right, and they kind of have that niche and that inside track with the bookstores that sell books like that.
Right. And there was another company called Prima Publishing that started off as a self-publishing venture, went on to become the best publisher, you know, actually had the most books, the most best-selling titles in computer games and, you know, other games.
Right.
And then they sold to Random House for something like $100 million.
So, John, what do I do? I'm a working mom or stay-at-home mom. Most of the listeners to the Lifestyle CEO Show are women, and many of them are also mothers. They're looking for, they may have a small business already or a hobby that they're really passionate about, or maybe they even sort of have a fiction book in their mind. Let me ask you first, are there two different ways to approach those two different kinds of books, how-to/self-help and fiction? If you're going to publish it yourself, are there things to be aware of with those different types of books that people may not know about?
Yes, the how-to kind of book or nonfiction book usually has a targeted audience that you can focus on. With a novel, it can often be more of a general audience, and so it's a little bit more difficult to target the market and find it. But the thing that you can do with a novel is start by promoting it locally, build up awareness for it, get the word of mouth going on the book, and then the book should start to pick up a life of its own. The reality is that for almost every book that you're marketing, the most important thing that you need to do with the book is to start to create the word of mouth.
Okay.
And that means you've got to get it into the hands of people who would be interested. With novels nowadays, I'm saying that probably the best thing that an author can do with a novel is to give it away to as many people as possible in the beginning.
Oh.
Only online, though, so you're not giving away, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to give it away. You know, give it away as an e-book. Most people, if they start reading a novel as an e-book, are going to go out and buy the book because a novel you like to curl up in bed to read.
Right, right.
But if you can get them to sample it, the toughest thing you have as a novelist is getting people to sample your work, to take a flyer on it. And if you're unknown, that there's no way for them to do that except to start to read your book. And there's no, you know, to me, I don't like to recommend, you know, generally speaking, that people give away books because I like to see people sell them and make money.
Right.
With novelists, and I think even with some nonfiction books, to get the word of mouth beginning, to get it started, giving away the book is one of the best strategies you can use.
Well, and I guess at a minimum, you get comments back from people that you can use to promote it if they say it was a great book.
Right, and you get the word of mouth started. You get them telling other friends, well, I read this great book. It was free on the Internet. You can go order it at Amazon.com or something like that. And the reality is that if you do go, and for most beginning authors nowadays, I think going print-on-demand isn't a bad option. But if you go print-on-demand, generally speaking, you can also create an e-book out of it. That means you can give it away to people. You can give them the chance to sample the book. And then if they decide that they want to do something more with it, they can.
So one of the first things that sounds like, regardless of what kind of book it is, that you kind of have to maybe release for a little while is the thought that the book is going to generate a lot of sales, a lot of profit on the front end.
Well, you hope it does. You hope that as the word of mouth goes, then people start buying the book, and your book starts creeping up the Amazon list, the bookstores start ordering it, and the whole thing happens.
But you have to give some of them away first, if you're doing it yourself, right?
If you're a first-time author and you're not well-known in your field and you don't have a tightly targeted market, yes, you need to give some away.
Okay, so plan for that. And then also, having a website.
You need to have a website, and you also need to have partnerships with other websites that are reaching your target audience. Because give away a book, well, you can throw a book out there, and nobody hears about it. You know, it's like the tree falling in the forest. If nobody's there, you don't hear it. If you don't have relationships with other websites, how are people going to find your website to find out that you have a free book offer?
Right, you can do some cross-promoting, maybe some affiliate programs.
Affiliate programs or cross-promotions or interviews with other websites or bloggers or e-zines or like we're doing here, an internet radio show. There's lots of different options to get the word out that your book is available. And gosh, it's free. And not only that, it's a great read.
Well, and it is great to have a radio show to tell people about your book. And before we go to break, I'm just going to mention the Lifestyle CEO book, which is available for purchase at lifestyleceo.com. There's some excerpts there that you can read all about how to take your passion and your something that you love to do and turn it into a business. John, we're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and talk with you a little bit about something you mentioned, print on demand. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. This is Donna Maria here talking today with John Creamer, who is from bookmarket.com and is kind of like a guru on self-publishing. He's been doing it and helping people do it for close to 30 years now, so he knows a lot. And he shared with us at the beginning, the first segment, he talked with us about how to kind of get started and how necessary it is to have a website and things that come along with a website, like a newsletter and a blog, and just get the word out about your book by giving it away at first. And then he mentioned print on demand. So once, let's say you've got your manuscript done, John, you've given away a few copies, you're getting some really good feedback, your website hits are increasing, and people are saying great things. You talked about print on demand. What is that, and how can that help you move things forward?
Well, print-on-demand is a process that essentially prints one book or 10 books at a time to fulfill whatever demand is there. So you don't have a huge investment in, 1,000 books sitting in your closet or under your bed or in your garage or wherever it might be. That means you can put more money into the promotion of your book. The disadvantage of print-on-demand is that you don't have a lot of books available out in the bookstores, generally speaking. That can also help. But as a test market, as a way of getting your book started out there and get it going, print-on-demand is a great viable alternative that wasn't there, 10 years ago.
Can you do both, John? Can you do print-on-demand as well as, I guess, go to your Staples or your local office supply company that has copy machines and binding tools and create, a version of it there as well, and then just kind of hit it from two angles?
Well, I would never go to Staples or something like that and try to copy it and create a book like that when you have print-on-demand that can create a really nice-looking, bound book. Now, what you might want to do is do print-on-demand, and then as it starts to sell, then go to offset printing where you go to a real book printer that can print, 1,000 copies or 5,000 or 10,000 copies. And then
so
the
how
cost
does print-on-demand work? What do you do? You've got the book. You're thinking, okay, print-on-demand sounds good because the investment is small. What can you expect to spend, and how does it work?
Well, print-on-demand, if you do it just with a book print, a print-on-demand printer, and you do all the formatting and cover design, can cost you very little to get started. In fact, it can cost zero if you want to, just the cost of your time.
That sounds good.
But if you go to a publishing, you know, a POD publisher or assistant, you know, service that will help you with formatting the book and getting the cover done and some things like that, registering the ISBN and things like that, then your cost might be anywhere from $295 to maybe $1,000. But that's still, that's a lot less than what it would cost you to go to a, you know, offset printing and print 1,000 copies.
Under 1,000 copies, how many actual copies of the book? I know this is going to vary from company to company, but that includes some number of copies of the actual book so you can have your own copy and maybe give a few away to family and friends before you start to expend money over and above that initial investment?
Yes, generally speaking, the print-on-demand publishers and publishing services, if they charge you somewhere around $300 to $1,000, will include 10 to 20 books as part of that package to get you
and
going.
How do you find your book is available. And how do you find these companies? Do you do this kind of work, or do you work with companies that do?
No, I don't. Well, actually, I do right now. I work with Infinity Publishing. They do the one book that I have done print-on-demand is my self-publishing Hall of Fame book.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a 200-page book. All about these authors who have self-published and done it successfully with
mm-hmm.
the story behind it. On my
mm-hmm.
website, I don't include the story behind it. I just list all the different people.
Mm-hmm.
But I include the story. I include whatever they've sent me about the book, how they made it a bestseller or how they sold a lot of copies. And because I'm continually add to it, print on demand makes sense to me because then I can change the book and update it anytime I want.
And they did the ISBN work. They got the International Standard Book Number for you and everything?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
But since I have my own publishing company, I can assign my own ISBN number to it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And for those who don't know, can you explain a little bit what an ISBN is, John?
ISBN is essentially the unique number, identifying number for all books in the world that are published. Mm-hmm. Sold through bookstores especially, or through online booksellers. Amazon requires that you have an ISBN number in order for them to identify your book and put it up on their website.
Okay, so like when you go into any bookstore, they would be able to search for your book using that number, and no one else
yes.
has that number.
No one else has that number. It's a unique identifier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's why, and it's a worldwide thing. It's administered by the International Standard Book Numbering Agency,
mm-hmm.
which in the United States, Bowker is the manager mm-hmm. of that. But
okay.
you can find the information on ISBN on my website at bookmarket.com or on many other websites. Or, of course, the print-on-demand publishing services will get that ISBN number for you.
Oh, okay, that's right. You did say that. And so you mentioned... these are companies that you can do, like go to your favorite search engine and put print on demand, and a couple, several of them will come up, and you can kind of pick and choose, compare rates and advantages, and go with one.
Yeah, I know that sounds so easy.
Is that generally how you do that?
That's one of the ways, or you can just go to my website. I have a whole list of them, you know, print on demand publishers and printing services. The top
okay.
ones are people like Infinity Publishing, iUniverse, Ex Libris, Lulu.com, Author House. Those
okay.
are some of the top ones that have published anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 books at this point.
Wow. So you've got your book, you go to you start giving it away, your website sales are climbing. Let's talk a little bit about how somebody that actually makes their money selling products. A lot of lifestyle CEOs out there sell products, sometimes services. Services probably a little bit easier to connect to a book. Can you offer some tips for people that are selling products on how they can, kind of make the connection between getting a book out there and selling their product? One person that comes to mind off the top of my head is Doris Christopher, who is the founder of The Pampered Chef, of course, which sells kitchen utensils, and she recently, I think maybe last year, had a book published about her success, but somebody who may not be as well known as that, what sorts of things can they do to kind of, use their product to promote the book and vice versa? Do you have any general tips on that?
Well, one of the things that you have to do, most retail stores try to stock books because it helps people to understand how to use the products they're selling and how to use more of it. That's why almost every gourmet shop has a section of cookbooks.
That's right. Why
Home Depot and other stores have woodworking books and hobby mm-hmm. books and things like that. That's why the craft shops have craft books or quilting books and so on, because it helps them to sell more of their products. So mm-hmm. you can either publish your own book, or you can buy books from other publishers who have already published books in your subject area, and that will help you to sell more of what you have to offer. I just ran across one author that her website's called Zellies.com, Z-E-L-L-I-E-S,
uh-huh.
and it's about how to have healthy teeth using something called xylitol. And
okay.
so she sells all these mints and gums and other things to help you with that, but she also sells a little print-on-demand book that tells people why and how to use it.
And that's
a smart way, because otherwise, somebody comes to Zellies and they see these things and they go, okay, this sounds interesting, but they have no incentive to buy because they don't know how to use it or that it's valuable.
That's a really great example. I love that example. And as I was listening to you talk about the dental products that she sells, I was wondering how that was going to be a tie-in. And I guess there's really nothing, no product out there that doesn't have some kind of informational aspect tied to it that can be turned into a book.
Right. And often, we do it by just creating a website and putting all the information on the website. But the thing is that most websites, if they're information rich, a lot of that information sort of gets lost in the noise. And that's why
yeah.
a book is always valuable to have, because it helps to focus people's attention on the information that you have to offer.
And a lot of times these days, John, would you agree that what I'm seeing so many people that are doing, maybe Zellies is a good example as well, as, someone like you and other people on your self-publishing Hall of Fame here, is that they really sort of found kind of a niche and something that they have some kind of a passion for, and basically just figured out a way to write about it and get the word out about it, and I guess people are attracted to that, seeing another person kind of pursue their dream or their passion, and that helps to generate buzz, I would guess, as well.
Yes, and with the woman behind Zellies, she has a very definite passion on, on dental health and what's going wrong with the way it's done now. And
mm-hmm.
so she has these products that she sells that help to supplement that. And now she's working on a new book to even go more into her passion of how to maintain your teeth and make sure that you don't have to go see a dentist. She hasn't seen a dentist in 40 years.
Oh, well, okay, Zellies.com. I know a lot of people, myself included, who would want to talk to her. John, tell us some of the mistakes that self-publishers make their first time out, so we can help some lifestyle CEOs out there avoid some of the common pitfalls.
Well, the main mistake that they used to make is that they would publish too many books. Now with print-on-demand, they don't usually make that mistake because they can't.
Okay.
You're doing it one at a time. But it used to be that they would print like 2,000 or 3,000 copies or 5,000 copies, and there'd be mm-hmm. something wrong with the book. The cover wasn't right. It wasn't typeset well. There was some bad content in there that had to be changed. And suddenly they had 2,000 copies they didn't know what to do with. And they put all this money into it, and they couldn't sell the book.
Well, I got an email from someone not too long ago. I don't know what happened, but she asked me to put on my blog that she was giving her book away, and she had a bad experience with a print-on-demand company. I don't know what happened, but she's giving the book away and finding people to help her do that. And I guess so. Sometimes things don't always work out as planned. How can you avoid What's some of the small print and things that you should look for when you deal with one of these companies to make sure that doesn't happen to you? I guess number one is don't print so many, but are there any other things to look out for?
Well, with print on demand, you usually don't print any copies other than when there's a demand. The key thing, if you go with a print on demand publishing service or publisher, is to make sure that you retain full rights to the book, so that at any time you want to take that book and sell the rights to a larger publisher or print the book yourself and print more copies, you can do it. You don't want to sign you don't want to sign away the rights to the book.
Right. Well, is that typically a part of the agreement that you sign with self-publishers, that you retain the rights to the book?
With the print-on-demand, the contracts are different. One of the companies that owns the rights is called Publish America, and so it gets into trouble because the authors don't realize that they signed the contract they signed, and then they're mad at the publisher for doing exactly what they said they were going to do.
So can you use print-on-demand to publish a book and retain the rights? Does it cost
yes.
more? Or?
No. If you go with Infinity Publishing, I think Author House or Ex Libris or iUniverse, I believe all of them allow you to retain the rights to your book so that you can reproduce it again or sell the rights to somebody else if the book starts to take off.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost any extra for that, right?
No, as far as I know, it doesn't. But again, read the contract or the agreement very carefully to make sure that it doesn't include that. The major
really
mistake most self-publishers make is that they don't market their book.
Okay.
They think that once it's out there that everybody's going to come to their door and say, wow, you have a great book. We want it.
Right. I could see how that could be a problem with all the books out there.
Yes, you still have to market it. You got to
follow up. You can't just put it out there. What are some of the most popular, in your experience today, the most popular types of books? What's selling really well for self-publishers?
Oh, I think almost anything is selling well. The toughest thing to sell as a self-publisher is probably the memoir or the novel. And one of the reasons for that is that memoirs and novels really require that the writer know how to write and write well and be able to tell a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just, you know, have deluded themselves. Sorry. You know,
yeah.
They come out with a novel or a memoir, but it's not well written, so why would anybody want to read it?
How are cookbooks doing?
Cookbooks are doing fine. They're just selling out the door, and they still are. Even with all the recipes on the Internet, people still want cookbook. People who buy cookbooks, they buy 50 or 100 of them. They're collectors.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just gave a lot of them away. We just moved, and, they were just kind of collecting dust. I knew some other people could use them. We're going to take our final break, Don, and then we're going to come back and talk with you a little bit more. We're going to open up our phone lines when we come back. For those of you who may have questions for John about your book and how to get it out there, you can call him toll-free right here at the Lifestyle CEO Show, 800-773-0355. That's 800-773-0355. We'll be back in just a minute or so with John Creamer of bookmarket.com. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. This is Donna Marie, and we are talking to John Creamer of bookmarket.com. And he's been sharing a lot of great information about self-publishing, how the industry works, and how we can become a part of it. And one of the most important and fascinating things that he just talked about in our last segment was how valuable it is, no matter what it is that you sell, whether it's products or services, to figure out a way to get information in book form into the hands of your customers. And John just mentioned even somebody who's selling dental products, like dental gum and other kinds of cleaning products, has a book out about dental care and how to avoid going to the dentist, and what a great tie-in that is. And, you know, John, there's lots of lifestyle CEOs out there, many of whom, because of my connection with the Handmade Beauty Network, manufacture cosmetics products, mineral makeup, creams, lotions, soaps, all kinds of things, and many of them are made with natural ingredients. And I'm thinking to myself, John, what do you think about books on natural lifestyle, organic lifestyle? I mean, those kinds of things are perfect complements for these kinds of manufacturers, are they not?
Yes, and the, you know, the toughest problem you have with a lot of the new products you have is educating people on how to use them and use them well so that they're happy with the product and tell more people about it. And a book is one of the best ways to educate a person. And a book doesn't have to be big. I think the one book that the Zoe sells, I think it's probably a, you know, 50-page book or something like that. It's just big enough to tell people what they want.
You can stick it in the box with the product, or even at checkout, you can say, you know, the book's a dollar, and at least get something back off of it.
Or you can sell it for $10 or $20 if it's valuable enough information, and then give it away to people. And boy, they'll think, wow, what a bonus. And
the cost to you
can be very low.
Wow. And so, and again, with these print-on-demand companies, it doesn't have to be like a big, thick book, hardback, or anything like that. It can be even small enough that some people might even call it a pamphlet. Is that fair to say?
It could be, but if it's bound as a book, it's going to usually be at least 32 pages.
And so what if you want graphics? I mean, do these companies help you with graphics and pictures and things like that in your book? Can you get color if you want?
You can get color. They don't usually help you with the graphics. They will help you to format your book so that the graphics are in there. But you will usually have to find your own graphics, either, you know, ones that are available on the Internet that you can use for free, or ones that you create yourself. But it's perfectly easy to incorporate graphics into any print-on-demand book, because almost every print-on-demand book is derived from a PDF file. And almost every word processing program can translate to PDF.
So you get the book, the print-on-demand company, to give you the characteristics of the book, what the width and the page numbers and all that stuff is, and you give that to a graphics person, or you do it yourself, and you create the text in accordance with those specifications, drop your graphics in, send it to them in PDF form, and the next thing you have is a book?
Yes, you can do it that way, or if you don't feel comfortable formatting the book yourself, use one of the POD publishing services, and they will format it for you. They will take your Word document and the graphics you have and incorporate it into a nicely designed interior so that you don't have to do that yourself if you don't want to.
Wow. And are those services generally priced by the hour, by the page, by the book? I know it probably varies, but how much more? It totally varies.
It may not cost any more. That's maybe included in their publishing service. So you'll just have to check out some of their websites. For example, Infinity Publishing, I'm going to speak at, they hold an annual authors conference that I'll be going to speak at in 2 weeks in Philadelphia. And they do a nice job of educating their authors and also helping them do, and they do a nice job with cover designs.
They do. Okay, and all that comes with it when you have the option of getting all that together.
They have different pricing plans, depending on if you want any of their marketing services, if you want any cover design. I think they probably charge a little bit extra. But usually the cover costs maybe $100 or $200 more, which if you went to a professional cover designer, it's going to cost you several thousand dollars.
Yeah, at least that much anyway. And so then you get your book and you're able to get the cover. You can get as much or as little work done by them in addition to the the actual printing as you'd like. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and you can also publish it under their imprint, or you can often also have the option of publishing it under your own company name. And
mm-hmm.
each company has their own little variations in terms of what programs are available and so on. But generally
right.
speaking, there are different options, and it costs a little bit more if you
mm-hmm.
take more options than less options. But if
and
you need the hand-holding, or if you don't have the time to do the formatting yourself, then these services are great.
Yeah, and do these companies play a role, or do they sometimes make themselves available to play a role in actually marketing your book? Like, if you go to these print-on-demand companies, do they put your book in their website and maybe have a newsletter where they talk about, you know, our new authors or whatever?
Most of them will have a website where they'll sell your book. Most
mm-hmm.
of them will also get your book into Amazon.com and BN.com.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will also get your books into Ingram, which is the major book wholesaler to bookstores,
okay.
so that your book could actually be available also in bookstores.
Okay.
And
wow.
iUniverse, Infinity, Ex Libris, Author House, I think they all offer all that range of programs.
Wow, that sounds like a whole lot of information. And you've got a list of these companies at your website at bookmarket.com?
Yes.
But,
you know, if you go with them, you know, you still want to make sure that you're doing the marketing, because no matter what marketing program they may offer, it's never enough.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's think about this. For people who are manufacturing products and they're really busy actually, you know, shipping boxes of things and taking orders on the Internet, it sounds like you want to kind of count the cost in terms of the investment of time of actually writing a book before you even get to the point where you have something for a graphics artist to format for you, right? I mean, I hear a lot of people say, you know, I'm going to write a book, I'm writing a book, and then a couple of years later, I'm going to write a book, I'm writing a book. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not? Okay, good. Why not?
Well, I mean, it is on one level, but if you write just a page a day, you'll mm-hmm. have a book in 2 to 3 months or 4 months or 6 months, depending on how thick a book you want.
So the key is
just
to make some kind of a commitment.
Yes, either to write so many pages in a week or to
mm-hmm.
devote 2 hours a week to writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you write for 2 hours every week, hopefully you create at least 1 to 4 pages during that 2 hours. And,
well,
and over time, you have a book.
Okay, I like the 1 hour a day thing or 1 hour a week. It sounds, when you say it that way, it just sounds so manageable.
Well, it is, but you have to make that commitment, and you can't let other things get in the way of it, which,
mm-hmm.
as a business owner, it's very easy to let that happen. You know, well, I can't do it this week because I got to get my product out, or I got to do this,
right.
or I got to tweak my website.
Right.
Or. But
mm-hmm.
you need to make the commitment, you know,
yeah.
if you want a book
yeah.
to get out. And the thing is that almost anybody who owns a business already has most of the content in their head.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
And if they have a website, they definitely have the content because it's probably on the website.
Right, so you can even start by cutting and pasting and editing that. If you can't think of anything original, you can use that.
Right, and you can use your blog content and so on mm-hmm. and so forth to start creating the content. In fact, I'm going to probably write one book that I'm working on. I may just start a new blog and just start creating the book that way.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, so is sort of making that kind of commitment, is that how you've gotten your books written? How many books have you written, by the way, John?
I've written somewhere around 20 or 25. Some of them are out
wow.
of print now. I don't keep track. Sorry. But you know, my 1001 Ways to Market Your Books, which is what I'm best known for, is 700 pages.
Mm, wow.
But it started as a 320 page book, which I wrote in about 40 days.
And so it's just kind of grown from there.
Yes, it's now in its sixth edition, so, you know, it's grown each time it's come out.
Mm-hmm. And have you used the same print-on-demand company each time that you've used one for that book, or have you switched
for that book? For that book, I do not use print-on-demand because
okay.
print-on-demand is too expensive for mm-hmm. a book that size. I print 10,000 copies at a time, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go to an offset printer where I can get the book costing me. My book costs me $3 a book right now to print.
And it would be more than that on a POD company?
With a 700-page book on print-on-demand, it'd probably be $10 to $12 or more.
And now, you have a book publishing company of your own then there?
Yes, called Open Horizons, which right now just publishes my books only.
Oh, okay, so we can't contact you to help us out? With...
No.
Well, what do you... Go ahead.
Well, you know, my service is as a consultant in terms of marketing. You know, I tell people, read my book first, and then if you have questions, you need more help to apply the knowledge to your particular book, then hire me as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm expensive. I charge $500 an hour. So
yeah,
you don't hire me lightly, you know?
Well, that's good. Then you're probably worth it, looking at all this great information at your website. And if someone has looked at all that and still has questions, then it must be really good because you got a lot of stuff here, John.
Yes, I do. And the book has a lot of stuff. But what I do in consulting, generally speaking, is say, okay, let's take all the information we have and let's take the five best ways to market your books. Here they are. And then I'll talk about them and I'll help them to understand why those are the most important ways to market their particular book. And
mm-hmm.
I base that on the experience that I know of talking to thousands of publishers, self-publishers, and authors in terms
mm-hmm.
of what has worked for their book.
Right. What works for other people's books. Hey,
and
why
and
reinvent
the wheel?
That
I can't put in a book. You know, that
yeah.
I can't put in a book. I wish I could. So, you know, that I do consulting, and I know that I'm worth what I charge. So I have no qualms about charging it. I figure
well,
that people, when they're ready.
You have a variety of different ways to help people. I think I saw something at your website where for a flat fee of $100 and a 10-minute phone call, you'll actually evaluate their cover design.
Their book cover design or their news release
mm-hmm.
or there are a number of other things like that that I will evaluate for a set fee.
Right. And you've got a book marketing blast-off seminar coming up later this month. Tell us a little bit about that and how we can benefit from it. Who needs to go to the book marketing blast-off seminar?
It's for anybody in any stage of their book, in writing their book or getting it ready to market, or even if they've had it out for 10 years, they can still value, you know, benefit from it. It's a 3-day seminar where I go into all aspects of marketing books from, you know, publicity, internet sales, special sales, all the different strategies that people have used to create independent published bestsellers.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's hands-on. It's a workshop. So I do some talking, but there's a very much an interactive element there where you can take the information and apply it to your own book and ask questions so that it's essentially a 3-day consulting session for the price of a 1-hour consulting session.
Wow. And we can sign up for that at bookmarket.com?
Yes, it's in Santa Fe, this one. And then I'm going to be doing another one in Los Angeles in about a month that I'm
mm-hmm.
going to announce. It's going to be a 2-day special seminar with
mm-hmm.
Special guests that I have to organize later today to find the hotel and everything.
Great. Well, I'm sure people will go and visit there. You also have a newsletter that you send out periodically, and tell us a little bit about that, and we can sign up at your website.
Yes, I have a free email newsletter called the Book Marketing Tip of the Week. You can
mm-hmm.
sign up at my website at bookmarket.com, and it goes out. Right now, it's actually going out every week. Sometimes I get busy, and there may be 2 or 3 weeks between newsletters. But essentially, it's free information, and it's usually really good information. In fact, the current issue that I'm going to be sending out today is just so packed, I'm really thinking I'm going to have to cut something out and leave it for the next issue.
No, don't do that. I'm a subscriber. Send it all now, and I'm sure you'll think of other things between now and the next time.
Oh, well, the thing is that, you know, I never run out of information.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess as a writer, that's something that you probably would be a problem if you did.
Yeah.
Well, listen, John, we unfortunately, believe it or not, I always love sharing an hour with guests who are so knowledgeable like you, but believe it or not, our hour is over. I really appreciate having you here on the show, sharing your insights and tips and giving us even just specific things that we can do to get started and even places to go to take advantage of this print-on-demand technology. if you want a book, you know, it sounds like from what John's been saying, there's really no reason why you can't get one in this day and age. So thank you for that, John. For you guys listening out there, you lifestyle CEOs, make sure you visit bookmarket.com, subscribe to John's great email newsletter, and get a load of all this wonderful information at his website and take a look at the Book Marketing Blast-Off Seminar for those of you at that stage. We've got some more great shows coming up as we advance through the fall, all about helping you do everything that we can help you find to do to help grow your business. We'll be back next week, next Monday, with another great show. In the meantime, break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. See you next week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.